As part of LJ's Outback Adventure, I did some audio interviews. And when I was in Winton, I happened to be there at perfect timing at the premiere of Last Cab to Darwin. And I got a chance to speak to Michael Caton. And I asked him how his Uncle Nugget was going.
Oh, he was okay. It was his 85th birthday today. So it was very serendipitous.
Did you drop in and say g'day?
Oh, God, yeah.
Was he happy to see you?
Yes, he was. And he was his wry self as usual.
Has he got a fantastic accent?
Oh, yeah. He has got, you know, the Australian, he's not bad, eh? That really fey, eh? And he is the master of it.
Well, now, I guess this means you've got a family connection with Winton, hey?
No, not Winton so much as Longreach.
Well, I was going to say, do you have memories of going to cinemas like the one that we're going to watch The Last Cab to Darwin in tonight?
Oh, all through my childhood. Yeah. I thought, you know, taking the big blanket with you in winter to rug up because it was so cold.
Got to keep the dew off.
Yeah.
You probably had your first pash in one of those sort of chairs.
No, that was back in Brisbane, I'm sorry. In the canvas.
In the canvas seats.
In the canvas. Your sex ed happened in the canvas.
And here she is delivering Outback Queensland to Afternoons on 4BC, Red, Dirt and All. Lisa Jane Stockwell.
Lee, I've got to say, I'm just pinching myself to be back in the Outback. It was really interesting yesterday as I spoke to this fantastic bar called and local called Tom Lockie. He's been a lot of things. I started by asking him about all the different jobs he's had in his life.
Cane cutting, sleeper cutting, weed humping, fruit picking, horse breaking, dam sinking.
Building fences.
Did a lot of fencing. Yeah.
Fencing's hard work, isn't it?
Oh, I think what tops it all off is cane cutting. I don't think anything comes up to that.
It can be decent money while you're doing it, hey?
Well, back then, like, I made £1,100 in 15 weeks, which was a lot of money.
And what about when you were in the rodeo?
Never made any money like that.
It's a shame to cut that interview short, but there you go. That's just a little sample of some of the stuff that I do on air. Love writing questions, love thinking about what to talk to people about, and what I really love to do is just get people's stories.